Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a snare snap for rag-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12, and this is not about making a snare that is just loud and shiny. We want a snare that snaps like a switchblade, barks like a sound system, and still locks into a fast breakbeat grid without turning brittle. In drum and bass, the snare is a major identity marker. It tells the listener where the backbeat lives. It shapes the pocket. It gives the drop its attitude. And in rag-infused or jungle-adjacent music, the snare often needs to feel rude, animated, and just a little dangerous. So the goal today is a layered snare sound with three things working together: a solid core hit, a sharp transient edge, and a short noisy snap layer on top. We'll shape it so it cuts through busy drums, re-space, and vocal chops, while staying tight enough to survive 174 BPM. First, start with a right source. Create a new MIDI track and load drum rock or simpler. If you already have a snare sample with attitude, great. If not, look for something with a sharp attack, a short tail, a bit of room, or a gritty crack in the upper mids. For this style, polished and clean usually means too safe. You want something that feels like it came from a dub plate, a chopped break, or a battered sampler. If you're working from a breakbeat, even better. Isolate a snare hit from a classic break using simpler in slice mode, or chop it manually. That breakbeat DNA can make the snare feel more believable because it already carries movement and groove, not just impact. Now shape the core hit in simpler. Put the sample in one-shot mode or classic mode, depending on how long it is. Tighten the start point so the transient begins immediately. If there's a click, shorten the fade a little. If the tail runs on too long, reduce the sustain or trim the sample. You want a snare that gets in, says something, and gets out of the way fast. A useful starting point is 0 to 2 milliseconds of attack, a short decay, and a release only if you need it to avoid clicks. In D&B, snare tails can easily clash with hats, ghost notes, and bass movement, so discipline matters. The snare should punch through the grid, not smear across it. Once the core is solid, add transient snap. One of the best stock tools for this in Ableton is DrumBus. Put it on the snare track or the snare group and start gently. Drive somewhere around 5-15% is a good place to begin. Use a little crunch if you want grit, but don't overdo it unless the sample is too clean. Push the transient control up, maybe 10-30 points, until the front edge starts to bite. Keep boom off or very low. A snare does not need extra low-end fluff most of the time. And be careful with damp, because you do not want to dull the crack you just built. If you want even more edge without adding body, use a parallel transient layer. Duplicate the snare track, then on the duplicate, high-pass it around 1.5-3 kHz with EQ8 so you mostly keep the crack. Add a little saturator, maybe 2-6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. Blend that layer quietly under the main snare. This is a really effective move for rag-infused drums, because that top layer can feel like a vocal spit or shout on top of the main hit. Now let's create the actual snap. This usually comes from a tiny high-frequency layer. You can do this two ways. One option is to load noise or a noisy snare fragment into simpler and give it a very short envelope. Then high-pass it around 4-8 kHz so it stays sharp and airy. The other option is to micro-chop a tiny fragment from a break, something with a little hat bleed, rim, or snare edge, and place it just before the main snare hit. A great trick here is to place the snap layer slightly earlier than the core snare, by about 5-15 milliseconds. That can make the snare feel like it grabs the listener before the main body lands. Just be careful. Too early and it becomes a flam. Too late and the snap disappears into the main hit. Trust your ears. Next, use EQ8 to carve the snare into attack, body, and air. Think in zones. The body lives roughly around 150-250 Hz. The presence or crack is usually around 1.5-4 kHz. And the air or hiss sits around 7-12 kHz. A practical approach is to high-pass gently around 80-120 Hz so the low end stays clean. If the snare feels boxy, reduce around 250-500 Hz by a couple dB. If it lacks attitude, add a modest bell boost somewhere around 2-3.5 kHz. If the top gets harsh, try a small notch around 6-8 kHz instead of just killing all the brightness. In drum and bass, this EQ work matters because the snare has to live above a massive bass system and still feel aggressive. After EQ, add some saturation and maybe a touch of compression to finish the sound. Saturator is great for this. Keep drive subtle at first, maybe 1-5 dB, and turn on soft clip if you want a firmer edge. If you want more glue, you can use glue compressor with a medium attack, auto release, and a small amount of gain reduction on peaks. The main idea is to tighten and energize, not flatten the transient. You want the snare to feel physical, not crushed into a square block. Now bring the groove into it. Program the snare in context, not in solo. In most ENB, the main snare sits on beats 2 and 4, but the character usually comes from ghost notes, pickups, and break style movement. Try a 2-bar loop with the main snares on 2 and 4, some low-velocity ghost notes leading into them, and maybe an extra hit before the end of the phrase. Use velocities like this. Main snare is around 105 to 127, ghost notes around 20 to 60, and accents in the middle. That velocity control matters, because in Ableton Live 12, softer hits can reveal more body and room, while harder hits emphasize the crack. If you're using a breakbeat, you can cut out the original snare and replace or reinforce it with your designed snare layer. That gives you the shuffle and swagger of the break while keeping the controlled modern punch. For a rag-infused section, let the snare feel like it is answering the bassline or the vocal chop. That call and response energy is a huge part of the vibe. Route the snare layers into a group or drum bus next, on the group, at a very short room space if you want depth. Hybrid reverb or the regular reverb works fine. Keep it tiny, a decay of around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, a little pre-delay, and only a small dry/wet amount is enough. High pass the return so the room does not muddy the mix. A short room can make the snare feel bigger and more in the space, but too much will blur the groove. Now automate for arrangement impact. This is where the snare becomes more than a sound. In the intro, you might keep it filtered and restrained, with some break ambience. In the build, gradually open the snap layer or increase the reverb send. In the drop, let the full chain hit. Then for switch up or second drop, maybe increase the transient a bit more or add a touch of extra saturation so the energy escalates without changing the rhythm. Small changes across sections make the tune feel alive. Before you commit, check mono, headroom, and phase. Use utility if needed. Keep the core snare centered. If you added stereo room or texture, make sure the main punch still holds when summed to mono. This is important, because in drum and bass the snare has to survive huge bass energy and still read clearly. A snare that sounds massive in solo, but vanishes in mono is not going to help your drop. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the snare too long. In fast breakbeat programming, a long tail can blur the next hat or ghost note. Don't keep boosting the top end forever, because harshness gets tiring fast. Don't let the snare eat too much low body, or it will fight the kick and bass. Don't smash the transient with too much compression. And don't forget to check the snare inside the full loop. A snare that sounds amazing alone can feel awkward once the rest of the drums and bass are in. Here are a few pro moves for darker, heavier drum and bass. Add a tiny rim or wood click under the snare crack to make it feel more aggressive. Try a parallel chain with saturator and EQ8, high passed around 2 kHz, for a nasty snap layer. Automate micro variation every 4 or 8 bars so the drop stays alive. Use drum bus on the group, not just the sample, and leave a little pocket in the bass line around the snare hit so the snare can phrase against it rather than fighting it. A really good exercise is to build 3 versions of the same snare in one project. Make one clean snap version with subtle drum bus and EQ. Make one rag or rude boy version with a filtered noise layer, saturation, and a short room send. And make one breakbeat hybrid using a snare pulled from a break with ghost notes and a tiny pre-hit. Put all 3 in the same loop, test them against a bass line at 174 BPM, and listen for which one still feels strong when the mix gets busy. That last question is the riddle test. Which snare still speaks when the bass is loud and the drums are crowded? That is the one you want. So to recap, build the snare from a core hit, a transient snap, and a short noisy layer. Use simpler, EQ8. Drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, utility, and short reverb sends to shape it. Keep it short, centered, and aggressive. Use ghost notes, small fills, and automation to make it feel alive, and favor controlled grit and mid-range presence over oversized low body. A great rag-infused ENB snare should feel like it can command a room without taking over the mix. Get that balance right, and your drums start sounding a lot more dangerous.